When the priest?
Wednesday night, end of day two away, Aloysius Astley.
As some of you might know the story, once upon a time, there was a galach, the priest, said he wants a debate with the rabbi. He wants to have a debate, who knows Lashon HaKodesh better? So both of them stood by the river, and the priest told the rabbi he can go first. So this rabbi wasn't such a learned rabbi, as we're going to see in a minute. Starts and asked him, what's the word Ein Yodea mean? So the priest says, Ich weiß nicht, and they took the priest and they threw him into the river. So of course they asked the rabbi afterwards, and they asked him, how did he know what to ask the priest? So he said, he looks in the art scroll, Siddha, he looked around, and even the art scroll doesn't know. So listen, if the art scroll Siddha doesn't know, the priest's definitely not going to know. Right, this is somewhat laughable. What will happen in a case? There was a true story that someone's told me has happened. A rebbe in a cheder confiscated an MP3 player, and he told the boy at the end of the year he's going to give it to him back. And it comes the end of the year, and the boy comes, where's my MP3 player? The rebbe says, I put it away somewhere very, very safe. I have absolutely no idea where it is. So we have another case of Ein Yodea. We're not going to throw the rebbe into the river. But what's going to be the halach in this case? So he says he's going to find it. Listen, we're holding now at the end of the year. He does Pesach cleaning twice a year, or at least his wife does, and he's going to find the MP3 player. Give me 3-4 weeks, we'll find the MP3 player. I put it somewhere very safe. Do we hold on for him?
Yeah, but no.
Was the MP3 player Chomet?
No, it wasn't Chomet. Sorry. Sorry? So Mishlim is bringing up a point that who said his Bechlal Machud to be. So I discussed it with Marishkote Ribari Tumim, and he says that although when one comes into a building, a moysid, the moysid is allowed to make rules, and they can, if you're coming, you'll das those rules we've once spoken about before. But if the Rebbe says it's normally on the discretion of the person who's running the place, so he says he's going to give it back because he feels that this sort of a thing is not to confiscate the MP3 player and throw it out. So he's then got the din of shomer, and then he's going to have to, well, we're going to have to see in a minute. What about another case? I went away to Israel to Sukkot, and so this story won't have happened to me because I don't have £10,000 cash lying around. But just imagine someone goes away and he wants to leave his money by someone. So he knocks on his neighbor's door. I know you have a safe. Do me a favor. Will you please look after it for me? He comes back after Yom Tov, and the neighbor says, I put it away in one of my safes. Or maybe it wasn't my safe, it was a very safe place. It was under one of the floorboards somewhere, hidden away. I have no idea where it is. You hold on a few more weeks, doing renovations, we'll find it. Do we hold on for him?
Yeah.
Now, the Ma'aseh, the halach in Shulchan Aruch is that someone who is a mafkid by someone else, then it makes no nafkamin if it's money or it's an item. Then the etzem fact that he says he doesn't know where he put it is a pshia. And we mechayev him straight away to pay for it. We don't hold on for it, because when a person's a shomer has full human shomer has to hold on, has to know where he's put his things.
Oh,
so yeah, okay, so he's got 12 or 15 safes, and he's not sure where he's put the safe. Yes, let's say he became a shomer. He's taken full achrayus for it. It's not just said he's not going to be a shomer. He's not going to be. There are people that say that they don't take shmirah for it. And saying this person take a shomer, if he's got no problem, take a shmirah for it. He knows he's got 12 or 15 safes. It's somewhere in his house. He's not sure where he's put this particular safe. I don't have a safe, so I wouldn't know.
So
say, yeah. Oh, so if he, in that case, taka, then he's an unspecified amount of time. That's like he can. Then it's up to the mafkid, because since it's latovus hamafkid, then the nifka, the one who's taking the item is looking after it, will always have to have it on hand, be ready as long as in the normal amounts of time. So if he comes back, he wants it back. But let's say he said a specified amount of time, coming back Rosh Chodesh, Cheshvan, I'd like it on the base Cheshvan, I need the money to buy my, I don't know what. Wherever it is. In this case, so we're gonna, if he doesn't know where it is, that's a pshia, and he's gonna have to pay up straight away. What about another case? I have, okay, again, not me. Someone has a very expensive menorah. It's got £100,000 menorah, and he goes to a shochan who has a safe, and he says, "Listen, I'm going away for Yom Tov. I don't leave my menorah here in my house. I don't have a safe. Do me a favor, put it in your safe." In this case, the guy is not. He remembers exactly where he put it. And the neighbor comes back after Yom Tov, and he's got a new story to tell him. He tells him, the menorah got gamvered. So he says, what do you mean it got stolen? You got a safe, you know, I know your property has got full gates around it, no one's getting in there. Yeah, how on earth did the robber get in there? He says, listen, I had to get something out of the safe yesterday. and just the day before you came back, during the whole time that you were away, it was perfectly safe. But yesterday I had to get something else at the safe, and I by mistake left it open. Sorry? No, he told me he's making himself a shomer, he's to take on himself full chiyuv shmira. You take on it, here, take my menorah for me, I'll look after it, I'll put it in my safe, I'll look after it, it'll be a perfectly good, I'll take good care of it for you. And this time the guy left the safe open. Now believe it or not, in this case, believe it or not, sorry, his shecheach, he forgot to leave it, he forgot, and he by mistake left it open. And the Divrei Goyim brings him a kor baruch that he's pot in this case. Because a shecheach, someone who forgets, is korav la'oinus in this case. And if a shecheach is korav la'oinus, is going to be pot in this case. Now let's assume it's a shem echinim in this case, mekor baruch talking about, because a shem sochi is mechuyav on gnevus, even if he hadn't forgotten to be stolen from a safe, I would have assumed it'd be chayav. But assuming that he's a shem echinim in this case, he's taking the menorah for free, he's looking after it for yenim. Yeah, so what is the difference between the two cases? Mm-hmm. Now, there's another case that's brought down, here it's going to be quite obvious, based on the previous case. It's coming up to Purim soon, and I've got family in London, this Ataka family in London, and I wanted to send him a Mishlech Manas. I'm not sure about that part of the story, but he wanted to send him a Mishlech Manas. So he asked someone, please, you're going down to London, please will you take my Mishlech Manas and deliver it to my cousin in London? Anyway, I call him up the next day. Have you delivered? Have you sorted out my Mishlech Manas? I'm so sorry, I forgot it on the train. And I'm like, the first case was bad enough. He still had his locked doors. Over here, he's left on the train. Go and speak to wherever it is, Transpennine or the other ones, which depends the train is taken. So over here also, the Hantike Poskim bring down over here, the Zicha'ah Poskim, the hold that a Shecheach is Karev La'inus, and he's going to be potter. Now, what's the difference between the two cases? So, Lemay Cigarette, this is what it says in the Poskim. And although there are chalkim in the second case, the shecheach could be a karev lemezid of a pshea, but if someone's in the muchzak, someone the one who has the money, so in this case my neighbor, I gave him my manure and I'm not holding on to anything of his, then he would be the muchzak and he'd be able to say kimli like those shittas to hold that shecheach is karev loinus. What would be the difference in the two cases? So I'd like to suggest, it's not something I'm suggesting, the other time chum mismerish suggesting this. Let's go to the reasoning and why someone who can't remember where he's put it. That means a lot of the Simcha, you were saying earlier that I forgot where it is. It's somewhere safe in my house. You're going to get your MP3 player back. You're going to get your money back. I put it in one of my safes, which I don't know where the safe is. I put it in a place. My wife's going to do sukkah cleaning, spring cleaning, and she'll find it for you, yeah? Wait, hold on 4 weeks. So the Nasiva says that the problem with any day where it is, I don't know where it is that even if... Let's take away the Indian of Shmira. Moshlem was talking about earlier that there are cases where a person says, I'm not being ashamed on it, I'm being a good friend of yours, and you can put it in my house. I'm not taking any levels of Shmira for it. What will happen if I'm going past someone else's house and I see he's left money in the open? And I decide, 1 minute, in 10 minutes time, one of the yobos are going to be around here, and they're going to take good care of the money. So I go and I take my spade and I dig somewhere, and I put the money somewhere in the ground. So I'm not a ganav, I'm looking after it for him. And he comes to tell me the next morning, shul, I can't believe this. One of the yobbers got my money. I said, no, I looked after it for you. I put it somewhere in the ground. Where is it? It's somewhere in your garden, somewhere either in the back or the front or perhaps in the neighbor's garden. Somewhere, look for it well. I've got no idea where it is. The Siva says in this case, I'll also be chayv. Because I've taken money from the open. Yeah, that means let's say it wasn't in his front garden. Let's say it was somewhere, if it's a front garden, it could be anyone could take it. But say it was somewhere that was in the open, it was easily accessible. He's taken the money and he's hidden it. He's a mazik gomul. If it's a mazik gomul, then we're going to understand the difference between this case. It's not the vote of Ein Yedea, I can't remember where I put it. He's been mazik Yanim's money. Sorry? Yeah, so if you put it in a place that no one can know where it is.
He would have done that. We would have started that.
Oh, so that's what I wanted to differentiate last minute. I wanted to say that it wasn't in such an open place. Because if it was an open place, could be I could have just gone taking it for myself. And it wouldn't be it's really having a Shabbos Aveda. Someone has found some money. If your item is lying in the street, I can just go and take it, possibly. If it's in a Mokma Turfa, it's going to go Le'ibut. But if it was in an open place, it was in your porch, say, for example, and Goy wasn't going to take it, but I want to look after it, make a better Shmira for it. I wanted to take good care of it for you. And meanwhile, I've taken good care of it for the next 100 years or so. It's long gone, you can't find it. So in that case, it'd be a mazik gomel. Now also possibly, one can say that the difference would be that in the Dina Shmira, if I've taken it to London, I've done a good Shmira, I've taken it to London, but I forgot it. Halfway through, I've forgotten it. I've done a good job all the way through. I put in my safe halfway through. I left it open for one night. I'm trying to be a good trainer. I've made a mistake halfway through. When a person puts it, when a person doesn't know where it is, his whole inyan of Shmira is missing. A Shomer is supposed to know where is it, you're looking after it. If I forget for 10 minutes, fine. But if you know, when you put something away, you write it down, where have you put it, you know. If I ask you where something is in your house, I mean, maybe you're a very organized person. Like, if you ask me where certain things are in my house, I have no idea where they are. I mean, I'm not... Sorry?
My house is empty, actually, my table.
Then you're looking after it.
I'm not looking after it. My sheets of paper so messy. My parents actually told me to throw it all away.
Oh, I see,
okay. Where is the issue?
Sorry? I'll tell you, I'll write at the end, at 10 o'clock, I'll explain you all the...
Where is the issue?
So the issue is that the whole time of the Shmira, when he doesn't know where it is, where he's put it, where somewhere, where he's not written down, his whole feltens are against the Shmira. He's not... When you put something away for someone, write it down where it is, make a note of it, otherwise you're never going to find it. I tell you, put it like a needle in a haystack, go look for it. You put
so
it over... No, so that's when in the previous case he was a share, where he's forgotten for 10 minutes and left the safe open. On the way to London, I knew exactly where it was. I said to him at my place, I'm planning on taking it when I got there. When I got to London, for those 10 minutes, I forgot. It wasn't my whole Echiv Shmira was missing. At one point, I made a mistake. I mean, it really wrecked the whole thing. But it wasn't his whole Echiv Shmira was gone.
So why did you get it on the train?
No, you should have written it. I mean, the whole time you're doing Shmira, you've long forgotten about it. You put it somewhere and just forgot about it. You didn't write it down. You didn't make any notes today. You didn't do anything. I mean, according to this thing, if a person does a good job and he writes it down, he tries his best and he's done a good thing, and at one point something's gone wrong, then I don't know. It doesn't. The Heidke Possum don't talk about this so much. Such a case would be different if it's done a good job and something's happened in between. Okay, we know there's a mitzvah coming up, Erev Tashilin, and we know that if someone doesn't do an Erev Tashilin once in his lifetime, he can rely on the God Leir. What happens if a person forgot to make Erev Tashilin? So the halacha is a person forgot to make Erev Tashilin, he relies on the God Leir. If a person especially didn't make Erev Tashilin, he can't rely on the God Leir. What happens when someone forgot?
Can the Gentile actually make Erev Tashilin? Say that too?
It's that korbanos from the Magen Avraham brings down that if a person like just forgets about it because he can't be bothered to Erev Tashilin, oh, another mitzvah, chas shalom. Such a person, he is an atzlan. Even if later he forgets about it, since his shikha is coming from the fact that he's just being an atzlan with the mitzvah, then he won't be able to rely on the God later.
Why
can't
you do it?
I'll tell you in a minute about the priest, about if he can do it.
No,
Tashilin.
I want to know about the Gentile.
No, at the end. So what happens if someone has, there's another halach in Shulchan Aruch, we're going to go back to Chosh Mishvot. A person has, if a person does Hezek, then to another individual, his Chayv B'chamisha Dvorim. Nezek Tzari P'shevas Boishas, there's a long list of things that we're Mechayv him for. What happens if a person was lying down, and he had a stone lying on his chest, and he gets up, and it rolls off him, and he'd long forgotten that the stone was there, someone put it on him, he was lying down, he was sunbathing, he realized someone's put a stone on him, he forgot about it, he wakes up with a startle, he's running off to Mincha, and the stone goes and knocks someone else. So, sorry? His Chayv, Nezek Tzarei Peshev Boishas, or only on Nezek? Zichon Nezek, because that's his Chayv, person's Chayv on Oynas as well, if a person Nezek someone else, but on Tzarei Peshev Boishas. So, he's pot on Dalad Vorm, because again we find that a Shikha is Karv Loynas. If someone forgot this car of loneliness, I mean, like in the second case where he went to London or he left his menorah by his friend, the friend left the safe open. So the Magen Avraham learns from that, going back to Rechaim, that when a person forgets to daven, he misses a tefillah be'oynus. Sorry, he can have tashlim in it. If it's shecheach, he forgot. He remembered he asked that mincha. It's only 1 o'clock. It's got a few more hours. 2 o'clock goes by. I'll remember soon. And by the time he gets around to it, he's long forgotten about this. So the Shulchan Aruch learns up from over here. The Rambam learns up that his shechech is karav loynus, and he can take me mashlim because shechech is karav loynus. Nezek is mitzad. A person is chayv on his friend even on oynus, even on sin. We also find another case by someone who's a mevashel on Shabbos, but oynus the food is allowed in certain cases, and b'meiz the food's not allowed. So we know that so by shikha the halacha is that so we, in another case we find by shikha that it's also karav loynus, and the food would be allowed, like just like by shogig. Yeah, just like by Shug, yeah. I just want to finish off. We find two other cases. There's a Rav Shitz Rishonim take on, as we dacht, that there's an issur for a person to specially forget the Torah, which is what we're talking about. If someone just didn't especially forget about it, but he's learning his limudim, and he has to go through, he's going through shastas, he's going through daf yomi, he's forgetting certain halachas that went on that place and that place. He can't keep up with everything. He's remembering the current daf. He's remembering what's going on now. So shitz rishon hold is not mechut. Yeah, it's not mischayv nafshe for forgetting it vatoira, because he's not actually physically taking it out of himself, because. That is, but to contrast that with the Chassid Shavuot, the Bessaron says that the biggest avera a person can do is he can forget as a ben melech. So what's the difference between forgetting as a ben melech and forgetting a vot Torah? Because if he forgets as a ben melech, the Bessaron's learning up, yeah, that's his etzem yid. A person has to know who he is. That's just like the case of where he forgot he was a shomer, he forgot where he put it. So if he forgets his ben melech, then he's forgotten his etzem yid. If he forgot one of his things he's learning, he's remembering the current learning, he's not specially done it, then that's a shik and that's karav l'shogeg.
Oh, yeah.